Good morning. Today we begin another series in John's Gospel. This morning we will look at John chapter 8, verses 31 through to 36. This is how it reads in the New King James Version. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus once spoke to a group of people who thought they understood what it meant to be free. They believed that they were already free. Yet what Jesus said to them showed that a person can think one is free, but still be living in slavery without even realizing it. In verse 32, Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus was not talking about political freedom or being free from rules. He was talking about freedom from sin's rule and sin's reign in one's heart. Many believe that freedom means doing whatever you want, whenever you want. But Jesus showed that there's a problem with that way of thinking. Many people who believe they are free are actually not free at all. They are controlled by something they cannot clearly see. The people Jesus was speaking to responded with confidence. They said, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone." They thought that belonging to Abraham's family meant they were automatically right with God. But their statement was not even true. Their people had been slaves in Egypt, slaves in Babylon, and slaves in Persia. Even at the time Jesus was speaking, they were living under Roman colonial rule. So why did they say they were free? They believed that being biological descendants of Abraham made them spiritually safe and spiritually free. They trusted in their ethnic heritage and background instead of examining their hearts. This is something that still takes place today. Some people believe they are right with God because they grew up in a Christian home, they go to church, they try to be a good person. These things do not automatically make a person truly free or right with God. A person can look good on the outside but still be in trouble on the inside. Jesus then explained the real issue. He said, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." This means that sin is not just something people do occasionally. It is something that takes control of their lives. It becomes like a master, and the person becomes like a slave. Think about how often people do things they know are wrong. A person might promise himself that he will not lose his temper ever again, and then he does. Others struggle with jealousy, pride, bitterness, or selfishness. Even when they try hard to change, they often fall back into the same habits. This shows that sin is not just a bad choice here and there. It is a power that pulls people in a certain direction. It influences what they think, what they feel, and what they do. That is why Jesus calls it slavery. The world teaches that freedom means having no limits and no restrictions. But Jesus shows that if your desires are controlled by sin, then doing whatever you want is not true freedom. It is actually a deeper kind of slavery and bondage because you are being led by something that is not good. One of the most dangerous parts of this slavery is that people often do not recognize it for what it is. They feel free because they can make choices, but they do not see that their choices are being shaped and controlled by sinful desires. It is possible to be trapped and not even realize it. To quote Bob Marley, "You think you are in heaven, but you are living in hell." Jesus goes on to speak about a house where there are two kinds of people, a slave and a son. The slave lives in the house, but does not belong there permanently. The slave has no rights and no guarantee of staying. At any moment, the slave could be sent away. The son, however, belongs in the house. He has a secure place, a future, and an inheritance. He is not worried about being cast out because he's part of the family. Some people think they belong to God, but they are really like slaves, not sons. They may be around religious things, but they do not have a true relationship with God. They do not have security or a permanent place in God's family. Being part of God's family has nothing to do with your background, your culture, or your efforts at being a good person. Being a part of God's family comes from knowing God in Jesus Christ personally. Jesus then said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." True freedom comes from the Son, from Jesus himself. It is not something you can achieve on your own. You cannot simply decide to be free and make it happen. You cannot fix your own heart, no matter how hard you try. Jesus is the one who fixes hearts. Jesus is the one who sets people free. When Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment that you and I deserve for our sins. When he rose from the dead, he showed that he has power over sin and death. Because of this, Jesus can forgive sin. He can break its power. He can impart to people a new kind of life. When a person is set free by Jesus, the change is real. This does not mean the person becomes perfect, but there is a clear difference. They begin to care about God and want to follow him. Their thinking changes, their priorities change, and their direction in life changes. They are no longer simply drifting or being pulled along by sinful desires. There are still struggles, there are still moments of failure, but the control of sin is no longer the same. The person is no longer living as a slave, even though the battle is still there. The greatest danger is not just being in slavery to sin. The greatest danger is in being in that condition and not knowing it. That is what happened to the people Jesus spoke to. They were confident and sure of themselves, but they were wrong. They did not see their true condition. Many people today are comfortable in their sins. They believe everything is fine. They think they are free because they can make choices and live as they please. But they have never faced the deeper question: are they truly free according to what Jesus says? This is not just a question for other people. It is a question for every person. It is not about your background, your habits, or what others think about you. It is about your heart and your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have already surrendered your life to Jesus, then you are called to live in that freedom. This means not going back to the old ways that once controlled you. It means taking sin seriously and choosing what is right, not to earn anything, but because you have already been set free. If you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, then the message is clear and urgent. Be honest about your condition. Do not pretend everything is fine. Turn away from sin and from trusting yourself. Believe in Jesus, who died and rose again to save. He is ready to receive anyone who comes to him. True freedom is found in the person of Jesus Christ. He said it plainly and clearly: "If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." So the question remains: are you truly free, or do you only think you are? Until we meet again next week, may Christ bless you greatly.